The question was asked, we know that there's a halacha that when a Jewish town is in danger, then we are mechal Shabbos to protect them. The halacha even says, if we know that a neighboring nation came and started stealing wood from that, from the border city, we attack right away, because it starts with stealing wood. It will evolve into stealing other things and kidnapping and guerrilla warfare. You have to show them right away that you're not going to let them get away with this. Any breach of regular neighboring relations has to have a harsh response. So the halacha says we even desecrate Shabbos because we consider this a matter of national defense, and the fact that they simply stole wood is already an indication that they're breaking your national defense. And even at the cost of Shabbos, we would go and attack. So the question was asked today that we have neighboring countries and they are posing a threat to national defense. Does this halacha apply? Or, okay, so let's begin with neighbors and then we'll evolve from there. So firstly, whenever we discuss questions like this, we have to know that there are questions that apply to the community, there are questions that apply to the nations, to the nation, and then there are also questions that apply to the individual. This question is being asked as an individual, but really it is a nationalistic question. Before the Jews went out to war, the king had to decide to go to war. Before they went out to war, they'd consult with the Urim Thummim, the high priest, they'd consult with the high court. There's a whole procession of consulting that went on as to whether they should go to war and whether they are permitted halachically. Does the Torah tell us it is correct to go to war right now? So the Gemara in Brachas enumerates based on the verse in Shmuel, the verse in Divrei Hayamim. The Gemara enumerates the procession of making a decision to actually go to war. It's not such a simple call. It's true, on the one hand, we do have halachic guidelines. On the other hand, there are always many things to take into account. So we have to recognize that this is really a question that's a question about governmental policy, a question that applies to the people of Israel and not the specific individual. Meaning, if a guy walks in and says, "Hey, we have neighboring countries and they're stealing our sheep, I'm going to go take my M16 and start shooting into the neighboring country because, hey, it says even on Shabbos you're supposed to do that." So obviously that's wrong. Obviously we don't do that. It's not a question for the individual, it's a question for the community, for the people of Israel, or for the, at this point maybe we'll say the state of Israel, maybe. That's a question. What power does the state have? Does the state really represent us? Does the state have the status of authority that a king would have? Meaning a king leads the Jewish people to war. Is the state in place of a king? Or is the state really just a structure which is there to help us live normal lives with one another? Meaning it's as though all 500 people got together and said, "We're living here, so we have to make a board. A board of directors for this community." That board of direction isn't that board of directors is not the king of Israel. That's a board. We have a government here within our community. So is the state just a larger form of that, or does the state have greater powers? Meaning, do we view the state as a halachic entity like a king, or do we view the state as a halachic entity like some kind of police force that's just here to ensure that there's a normal order of affairs, that we could live peacefully with one another? That is a basic question that needs to be dealt with. That is a basic question that, obviously, you know, there are differing opinions. There's the Dati Lumi approach, and within the Dati Lumi approach, there's more than one approach. And then there's the approach of the Charedi, or however you want to classify it, other rabbis. So that's a basic question that also applies when we ask this question. Now, you've asked the question, you've gone a second stage. So, yeah.
So what I'm saying is that the state is to have a functioning country, so to speak, right? Is that, but where that also involved was making war. So it's like, so in war itself, what's not mean? I mean, that.
Oh, so the difference.
Is to make war, then.
The difference might be that difference might be: do we have a right to attack, or do we only have a right to act in defense? Meaning, what status do we have here in Israel? That's a discussion among the poskim. And as far as I know, the generally accepted opinion is, that we may only act in defense. We're not allowed to adopt expansionist policies. Meaning, it might make sense for us to expand our borders. Jordan, you guys are playing games with us. You're giving ammunition to terrorists. We'll just take over Jordan. If bam, boom, we go to war, we conquer Jordan. Syria, you're playing games with us. You're just supporting terrorists. We're going to wipe you out. We go out to Syria, we go make war, we conquer Syria. Egypt, you're for sure playing games with us and supporting terrorists. Now we're going to have an all-out war with you, and hopefully we'll win. Let's nip it at the butt, right? It's not so simple. The question is, halachically, are we allowed to expand? Or are we supposed to adopt a defensive approach, which has always been our approach? We've only fought wars out of defense. Sometimes out of defense, we had to attack. The Six-Day War, we know if we don't attack first, then we're in trouble. So we attacked, and Baruch Hashem, we attacked. But at the end of the day, it was a war out of defense. The approach that the state has taken throughout has been a defensive approach, which, according to many poskim, is halachically correct. Because we're not supposed to expand. Even when we didn't have Jerusalem, we weren't supposed to expand and take it from the Jordanians, according to many poskim. Now, there might be poskim who say differently. I'm not well versed in this area of halacha. I don't know. The little that I do know is of this opinion.
Do you know which poskim that he knows? Let's say which?
I think Rav Henkin. That's the one I remember offhand. And the others, I'm not sure if I'm correct, so I don't want to quote.
Okay.
I mean, I'm pretty sure there are a few big poskim who also say that, but Rav Henkin was big in his own right.
So they wanted us to give it back to Jordan?
Not to give it back, but we wouldn't have initiated the war if it wasn't a war of defense. Okay. Meaning, our wars are always to protect ourselves.
I understand, but what exactly did Rav Henkin say?
So he said that the state is, we're here, and we're not supposed to expand. We're not supposed to just go and conquer more, even though we're entitled, the Torah says the whole land of Israel will be ours. Great, but does that mean we now fight to conquer the rest of the land of Israel? Or do we say, no, whatever we have right now, well, we have, we're not going to give it away, but and we will defend it. But do we actually initiate war in order to conquer the rest that we're supposed to have? That is a difficult question. By the same token, we would also have to wonder and investigate what is the government's job, what should be their policy with regard to neighboring countries. When do they decide, hey, this is a danger, we have to attack, and when not? Do we go with this halacha that if they even simply stole wood, that's already an indication they're trying to break national defense and attack, or do we say not? There are many calculations that a government has to take into account. And that's why if things were run properly, then you'd have a board of the greatest rabbis sitting with the prime minister and figuring out what should be public policy. And part of the decision is political, part of the decision is strategical, and part of the decision is halachic. The bottom line is halachic, but the halacha has to take into account many calculations. When there was a discussion of the Oslo Peace Accords, so Rabin, together with other generals, sat with Rav Avadia Yosef, and I have at home a copy of there was an article that showed them all sitting together and quoted what Rav Avadia Yosef said based upon what they said. In order to give halachic ruling, one has to know the mitzvot, what's going on. Now, I think Rav Avadia Yosef was misinformed when he gave the halachic ruling that they could sign on Oslo. I don't know what he was told. I wasn't there at the meeting, but I think the facts have proven that it was a mistake to sign those accords. A lot of blood was shed, and I don't know if we've gained anything. But even in saying that, it's easy to assume that it was a mistake, and I'm not sure what their claims were. We never know. We don't know all the facts, so we can't really judge and just say, well, obviously it was a mistake, we just lost by it. We don't know what was standing at bay. So long as we don't know all the facts, it would be silly of us to call the shot. Based upon what we do know, it definitely seems to have been a mistake. But that's a difficult shot to call. Now, the same thing we'd have to apply. If we have within the land of Israel, we have people that are endangering Jews' lives. So, in general, we say you got to do everything to protect Jews. At the same time, calling that shot, what will protect Jews, is its own shot to call. Meaning, sometimes you say you have to stand up and do A or B or C. What will be most protective to the Jewish people? Obviously, that's a good question, and that again involves knowing not only the halacha that you have to do everything to protect a person's life, but also knowing the strategy, what's going to be best. The people said that building this wall was a terrible idea. The wall that's separating us. Bottom line, it seems to be very effective. The security fence. They say it's a terrible idea. I'm not saying it's a good idea. I'm just saying the facts seem to show that the security fence is being effective. So I'm not saying it's right. I'm not saying it's wrong. I don't know. But as a layman who has to view the facts of the last few years, it does seem to be effective. It seems to be doing its job to an extent. I'm not saying, I mean, there are terrorists in our midst. We do know that people were murdered in Merkaz Arav, and we do know that there are murderers in our midst. It doesn't solve all problems, but it definitely seems to be doing a good job so far. Now, there are other calculations that those who were against it said that by building the fence, you're delineating what will be our final borders, or at least what will be the starting ground for future talks. So that's a strategic claim. Is it a correct strategic claim or not? I don't know. But I'm just saying that, again, they will claim it's pikuach nefesh that we have more land, and even if right now we have less defense because we don't have this wall, it is critical that we have this more land, and therefore we must protest the fence. That's again the same question. We all want to save lives. What's going to save more lives? I don't know, but whoever's going to have to call the shot halachically has to sit down and hear all the information and call the shot at the end of the day. Unfortunately, today the state is not being run the way we would like. The state is not being run based on halacha. It's being run based upon a set of morals that have nothing to do with Judaism. It's a set of morals that's completely immoral. It's a set of morals that says to the soldier, better you give up your life than you kill someone else who's trying to kill you. There's a problem with that, obviously. I mean, soldiers are losing their lives over decisions that have nothing to do with Judaism. There's totally against basic concepts of Judaism and what we consider basic morality. It's a problem. The state is unfortunately not being run the way we would like it to be run. But to say that the state should be run this way or that way is also a difficult shot to call. It's easy in theory to say, well, we should do A, B, or C. But we have to really have all the facts in front of us, and then hopefully we'll be big enough to call the shots and know which way to go.
Some people are so easy.